Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm 55 years old, and I have been on the Balance of Nature for quite some time. I'm very healthy for my age. You know, I try to live a healthy lifestyle, and the Balance of Nature is definitely a part of that. I do work as a physical therapist, and I do actually some personal training on the side. So I've come across supplements, products for the 30-plus years I've been in the industry. And, you know, Balance of Nature is truly one of the best. I don't take a ton of supplements, but I take Balance of Nature because it's real and it works.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Hey, everyone. There is a spray, a zeolite spray, on the homepage of katedalyradio.com. Right now, you can grab this spray for only $5. It's a huge, big deal because they don't usually give it away for this, but they want you to try it. And this is an effective cellular cleanse. And it has a unique activated hydrated zeolite cellular level cleanse. All you do is spray it in your mouth. You can't taste it. And each day, and you'll get rid of the toxins in your body. You'll get rid of all those things like mercury and lead and arsenic and all the things that come through our food and environment and everything else. This is an advanced cellular cleanse. And my daughters actually turned me on to this. They were giving it to their kids too, and the kids were feeling better. Skin things were clearing up. All kinds of things were happening. People even give this for autism and having amazing results. Has no taste and it's 100% natural. You'll love this product. It's called Pure Body from Touchstone. Even Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, huge proponent of this spray as well. So go get it. Thanks, you guys.
Rise and shine, fragile Americans. There's a victimhood to be claimed and microscopic germs to fear. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Not more than about 30% of the people is really totalitarian. And that's something that is observed time and time again. I don't know if you're familiar with the experiments of Solomon Asch. Solomon Asch was a psychologist who did some experiments shortly after the Second World War, in which he showed to small groups of about 8 people one line who was about 30 centimeters long, and then 3 other lines. And the first of these 3 lines was about 10 centimeters long, the second was 120 centimeters long, and then the third one was about 60 centimeters long. So it was clear in one glance of an eye, it was clear that the third line was the line that was equally, that had the same length as the first one. And that was what Solomon Asch asked to these small groups of participants, 8 participants. He asked, what do you think? Which line have the same length? And the first 7 of the participants actually were collaborators of Solomon Asch, and they were all instructed to give the wrong answer. They were all instructed to say that line one and the 2 lines were equally wrong, who were absolutely not equally long. Upon hearing that the first 7 participants all gave the wrong answer, of which a blind man could see that this was wrong, the 8th participant, in 75% of the cases, gave the same wrong answer. So it was really amazing to see.
Hi there, welcome. Kate Daly's show, last hour on a Friday. What? I know, Friday's my favorite day. I've made no secret of that over the course of 10 years on the radio, and I really appreciate you listening in. There'll be a lot on show notes today that I'll include, and so make sure you go to katedalyradio.com and get those show notes and share them, because there's a lot of censorship going on, if you haven't realized, and there's a lot of things that can't be said. And so when I share a post, the link to a post like you do, if you do on Facebook and social media, those buzzwords won't be picked up like if they were actually in the post. So you're just putting a link to Kate Daly Radio show notes, and then they can read what we have to say there without having to talk in code. So I appreciate you and all your efforts to share. We hit over 6.2 million on SoundCloud. It's so amazing to me right now. And I really appreciate all of you in helping with getting the truth out there. It means a lot. And My guest in this hour, hat tip, Mike, my guest in this hour, I haven't had you on for a little bit. And upon realizing that, I'm hitting myself because we need to have you on a lot sooner than that. Patrick Wood, editor-in-chief of technocracy.news. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, and I always love coming on with you.
Oh, thank you. I really love it, too. And you are a leading and critical expert on sustainable development. Oh, I hate those two words. Green economy. We're going to hate it even more with the Great Reset. Agenda 21, 2030, and historic technocracy. In fact, you are the author of Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. Think about that title, everybody. Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation, and the co-author of Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2, with Anthony Sutton. And I'll tell you, your technocracy.news, man, brings some terrific stories every day that everybody needs to check out on what's the latest that they're trying to do. And, you know, a caller yesterday brought up the point, and I really love this, that 9/11 was that Trojan horse into the Patriot Act that they already had solidified and done before that, and they had it ready to go. And we got the TSA feel up pat down from then on for 21 years. And it was the Trojan horse to NSA spying and on steroids and everything else that we got. It's never gone away. And this is the Trojan horse right now, which is medical tyranny, is the Trojan horse for the privacy ending, completely ending, and government control of the new digital information, pass card, the digital card now that we will all have to have if they get their way. And this will never end and only get worse as far as control goes. How do you feel about that statement?
Well, I'm not too bad. I think it's probably pretty accurate. I wrote very quickly after the COVID pandemic started in January of 2020 that this was technocracy's coup d'etat.
Yeah,
and
you did.
I predicted that 5 years earlier, that there would be a time when they would realize they had enough cards in their hand that they could, so to speak, shoot the moon. Have the Trump card, whatever you want to call it, and that they would, and they have, they did. I think that's what happened in January of 2020.
Right.
And I think everything that's happened since is 100% the global takeover by technocracy, by the technocracy crowd, and they're trying to impose this, just flip the whole world into it right now. Not just America, and a lot of Americans, we're in America, right? You think, well, it's an American problem. No, it's not. It's a global problem.
Well, I actually am going to urge everybody to go on to technocracy.news and enter your information. They're not going to sell your information to anybody, and subscribe, because the stories, like you just said, 5 years prior, you were saying this is what's going to happen. And right now, we kind of need the warnings of what is about to happen if we don't do something about it. And you can clearly get those warnings at technocracy.news, because you can understand how they're doing it. And how they're doing it's really important, because this mass psychosis that a lot of people are under was done by design, and very effective design. So we have got to be able to see through this.
We do. And I'm anxious to talk about this topic of mass formation. It's a fascinating topic. I know you've been talking about it, and have probably listened to several of the videos that were done by Professor Desmond.
Yes.
In Belgium.
Yes. Desmond, and we just played that coming in, where he was talking about the line theory, and he was saying, look, in a crowd, we are inherently probably pretty good people. We like to be even shown as good people, but we're inherently not very bright. And the problem is that when we get into a group, we go into groupthink. And so he was discussing the lines, and I know it's kind of hard to understand with his accent a little bit, but there were four lines on paper, and two that looked very much identical, and the other two very much not identical. And when he instructed the seven people to say, no, the wrong answer is the right answer, the other people, 75% of the time, would agree, even though they were looking at it, even though they could see it was wrong, they would agree with the wrong answer. That's scary in a group.
Yes, it is. That was a very famous psychological experiment that you're referring to. And it was just shocking to watch it, because they videotaped the whole thing.
Right.
This was done a long time ago. It's nothing new.
Sure.
But peer pressure, crowd pressure, has tremendous influence over other people. And That's all part of what's working out today. It's not all of it, but that's part of it.
Right. Well, I mean, after 2 years, you know, people still run around with masks on. They still think the vaccine, even though they could have COVID three times and have three shots under their belt, their answer to that, instead of the common sense approach, is it must be that virulent and that deadly that I'm going to get the sniffles again, even a fourth time, if I don't go get another fourth shot, even though I'll probably get it again. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. You wonder how someone can think that. But we're in a psychosis. And I think what's so important is realizing this, because if you're talking to people that are in a hypnotic state of psychosis, then, you know, we have to understand how to deal with this maybe a little differently than we normally would. You'd think people would just snap out of it. I played that clip early with Cher, that people would just snap out of it, but they can't. And so how do you do that? How do you get people to snap at it? What are some answers here? And what does this look like with free speech and everything else is what we're going to talk to Patrick about. Patrick Wood, my guest from technocracy.news. But how do you get through to people, Patrick? How do you do
it? Well, yeah, let me give you a clue right from Professor Desmond's own mouth.
Okay.
And this is one reason that we've just been red hot over at citizensforfreespeech.org, by the way. We had a national town hall last night on Rumble that was on propaganda. And we had a couple of really class A1 people come in. Well, I was there too, I guess. But
I love it.
Joshua Phillip from the Epoch Times come in and Alex Newman.
We had
a great discussion on what propaganda is, how you can recognize it, what you can do about it. And the reason I just want to introduce the topic of propaganda, because it is obviously very central to the concept of free speech. But if you listen to Professor Desmond all the way through and some of his videos, he will say at the end of it, he asks the question and then answer it himself. He say, well, what is the natural defense against mass formation? In other words, what can keep people out of it, and what can be done to prevent mass formation from taking over and doing some really ugly, ugly things in society, like killing people?
Right.
He said, and this shocked me. I have to tell you, I listened to it, and I had a major light bulb go on in my head. He said, the natural defense against mass formation is free speech. Free speech. Free speech. And I thought, huh? Free speech?
Right.
He went on to explain. Now, remember, they are culturally, in Europe, they're culturally sensitive to all the things that happen on the European continent, like the Bolshevik Revolution, like the German experience, right? And what happened in France in the French Revolution. They're pretty sensitive to these things there. We're not. We don't have any cultural experience like that. But what he said was, when people are silenced across society, he said, that's when the killing starts.
Mm.
And I thought about that.
Right. You're right.
And I thought, holy crud.
Yeah.
He just made a point, big point. Because when the victims are unable to talk about their victimhood, if you will, right?
Sure.
About the crimes that are happening. There's nothing, there's no impediment, there's no roadblock to tyranny just taking total control and killing everybody that they don't like.
This
is historically what's happened. Here's another example, which I think your audience probably won't freak out over if I even mention it, but here's another example of a very silent group of people that have been under attack in America for decades. And that would be all the babies that have been aborted.
Yeah.
So they have no voice.
You're right.
They can't defend themselves. They can't tell about the crimes against humanity. They're silent. They have been silenced, literally. And nobody's speaking for them, basically, but they've been silenced. And so the killing began. But this is the way tyranny has worked in the world forever. There's nothing new. Desmond just kind of hit on it because he's culturally sensitive to it. We are not.
You're right.
We never had a genocide in America.
You're right. But we always think we're not going to be subject to that. It's never going to be that drastic.
That's right. This is the precursor. And he says, what happens during mass psychosis? I'm sure you've heard this. He's talked about it several times. The thing about mass psychosis is it always sets up a scapegoat group. That's part parcel of it, because they're lunatics in a sense. Their mind checks out, their ability to critical thinking checks out. So somebody has to be blamed for their troubles.
We're going to come right back. We're going to come right back and talk about exactly that. Be right back. More with Patrick Wood and, of course, technocracy.news. He is editor-in-chief. Amazing. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open.
Hi, this is Kate. Make sure and go to preparewithkate.com. Preparewithkate.com. You're going to get special deals from My Patriot Supply and a payment plan. Isn't that amazing? You can do this on payments, which makes it easier on the budget. But make sure you have a food supply. Make sure you're adding to that food supply. All you need to do is go to preparewithkate.com. Thanks. Hi, everybody. Go to the bottom of my homepage. You're going to see an ad for Z-Stack, Dr. Zelenko's new vitamin supplement that combines zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. All of those things that we talk about on the show, he has combined them into one supplement. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He was the one that gave ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to Trump and told him about that, and he was really the guy that started the frontline doctors. Dr. Zelenko formulated the support your immune function supplement. Zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Take this every day. This is a great combination of a supplement that you can take of all the things we talk about on the show. This is an amazing product to keep you well, and make sure that you go get this. This is also manufactured in the USA. Head and order this. Go to the bottom of my homepage at katedalyradio.com. See you guys. Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade. They use electricity to do it, and it's really natural, and it's not sticky. It doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product, and it's concentrated, so you actually get tons of bottles of it for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this, and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold, and mildew than bleach or other household cleaners. Clean Start's globally patented tablet-based hand sanitizer turns any quart of tap water into FDA-approved, alcohol-free hand sanitizer and registered wound care solution to a new kind of clean. Clean Start.
Now, call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. And yes, I've seen all good people. I love that song. But yes, anyway, welcome back. Of course, I have these wonderful sponsors on the bottom of my homepage. And I have to say that there's a lot of products I could probably talk about and things that I use. But these were the cream of the crop that I thought that were must haves. Like, these are the things that I would say truly go get, and that's why they are on my homepage. So number one is Balance of Nature. Got to have that. Put it into your budget because it's amazing and it's affordable, and it's 31 fruits and vegetables a day, and you can build your immune system. It's incredible. Zelenko, and use the code word Kate, Zelenko Stack, Dr. Zelenko Stack, he's been on the show a few times, is wonderful because it has four different supplements in it, and it's super easy to take, and you can build up on quercetin and vitamin D and vitamin C and zinc, and it's an amazing combo in the right proportions, okay? And then also the hand sanitizer that isn't sticky, doesn't have any alcohol in it, acts as a moisturizer even. You can use it daily if you want to, and which a lot of people are. And then also it doubles as wound care, like in an emergency. This stuff's amazing, and you get to make the bottles as you go. So they also have a cleaning system that I use too that is for the home without any chemicals. So these are the kinds of products I live by, love, use every day, and I want you to too. Code word Kate on all of them. code word Kate. And I'm really encouraging you to go to the bottom of katedalyradio.com, click on these sponsors of the show, because you're helping Truth and Radio, but this is also helping you the most, because I know you're going to have these amazing products that I use every day too. So anyway, use the code word Kate on these. They're fantastic. My guest is Patrick Wood from technocracy.news, and we were just about to get into this conversation about a scapegoat. And I think this is so fascinating, because this show stands for education, it stands for learning, it stands for trying to understand what in the world's going on and how to stop it. And I love that you're on the show with me, technocracy.news. You must subscribe to this. I love Pat, and all that he puts out in the world is fantastic. So let's talk about the scapegoat. They have to have a scapegoat.
It's kind of new information to me, I have to say. I mean, I understood there was a scapegoat, and I've had thoughts about it for some time, because the unvaccinated now, they're telling us, well, we have a pandemic of the unvaccinated, which has nothing to do with the virus.
But
you know, we're being criminalized, we're being dehumanized.
We're dirty.
And so
we're dirty.
We see the scapegoat thing setting up, and I've been scratching my head honestly about it too. But when you listen to Professor Desmet say that the end of mass formation always produces a scapegoat, it has to produce a scapegoat.
Yeah.
That just clicked with me, completely clicked. I said, aha, why are the unvaccinated and the unmasked being, demonized in America and throughout the world, not just us, just everywhere?
Right.
Why? Well, this is a product of mass formation. That there has to be a scapegoat, and eventually those people who are deluded into this mass formation psychosis will end up trying to get rid of altogether, to get rid of the scapegoat.
Right.
Right now it's just punishment, light punishment, but it's getting ugly. It's getting uglier by the day, I have to say. It's like, you know, I saw this story that death benefits, this a guy died in the hospital from COVID. Mm-hmm. No surprise there, I guess, but he hadn't been vaccinated. He died in the hospital with COVID, and his insurance company had a nice big fat insurance policy he wanted to leave for his family.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance company said, we're not going to pay your benefits because you didn't take the vaccine.
Yeah, you didn't take the vaccine and die of a heart attack within a couple of days, and so they waited 2 weeks until you were counted. Because you didn't do that, we're not gonna
That's the flip side to this. But in this case, it's the unvaccinated who are being punished, who may not get their life insurance benefits. This is so incredibly mean-spirited and institutionalized. It's not even funny. But stuff like this is going on all over the world, and we have this. The scapegoat now has been clearly identified. It's the unvaccinated. The vaccinated, of course, are in a club of their own now. They're the people mostly that are in this mass formation group. They are not a majority, however. Mm-hmm. Desmet appropriately brings up probably 30 to 40% are all that ever fall into that condition of mass formation. Mm-hmm. And it's not just that they fell in. They were pushed in.
Right.
We know that.
Right.
We know that the social engineers knew exactly what to do and how to push people into a condition of mass formation. So there should be culpability. There should be more transparency to see that. We don't want to just say, oh, it just happened that way. You know, we don't know how it happened.
Right.
But we're talking about what did happen, and mass formation, I think, is a good observation of what has happened. So the scapegoat at this point is in extreme jeopardy of being punished in ways that we never, ever, ever dreamed in America would take place.
Right. Right.
And being excluded from society, ostracized out of society, denied into normal civilian life in many places, where living the American life is just totally denied.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so true.
And there's no signs of it getting any much better, like, soon.
Mm-hmm.
It could. But it's not right now. It's not looking too good.
Right.
So I expect that this, if I'm right, I expect that this pressure on the scapegoat is going to increase. It's going to continue to increase until the people that are in that mass formation crowd start falling out like flies.
Yeah.
If people turn away from mass formation, they will turn away from the scapegoat. They won't need one anymore.
Mm.
But as long as they're in it, they will.
That's the proposition. That's an interesting point, because if you look back in history, we have enough history now that with free speech, we can showcase the fact that why did they divvy up the lunch counter in the decades that they did that, primarily in the South? It was because Black people were considered dirty, right? White people clean, Black people dirty. That's why they didn't want to share the lunch counter, okay? Then you go back to the Jews. What was it? Jews are dirty, okay? Then it was Assyrian Christians. They're dirty. The slaves, they're dirty. In Roman times, these people are dirty. These people are clean. It's always the same premise, too. And right now, it's those dirty unvaccinated. And so it gives those roots to the problem. And those roots, if they grow, become a decades-long, century-long issue, right? By them declaring who's dirty, who's clean, and then divvying us up into sides. And it's real easy for that. See, people don't want to think that they're doing it out of religion or they're doing it out of all these different reasons. It's dirty and clean, over and over and over again. But if you use free speech, is what you're saying, and you bring this to the forefront and you start saying, we're doing this again in history. This is about two different groups now declaring the same kind of issue. Maybe we can stop it?
That's part of it. I think there's two parts of it. That's
okay.
One.
All right.
We must tell the truth. That's a very important part of it. It must, in all cases, tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that the world fell into mass formation is at the hands of propaganda. That's what the media tells them. That's what the narrative is. It is designed to trick people, to deceive people into believing things that they would never otherwise believe. Propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
Propaganda is everywhere. We're washing it throughout the world. And you look at the mainstream media, all of the TV stations around the world, the big newspapers and stuff, they're all pushing this propaganda, much of which is just bald-faced lies.
Right.
Just total fabrications. This is what has been used to push people into mass formation. This is exactly the tool of social engineering that has been used to manipulate people into that crowd. Okay,
so
now, if that's the case, if that's true, then the way to bring them out is to educate them on what propaganda is, why it's dangerous, and why they should interpret things to determine first, to determine if they're being fed propaganda on any given issue. It's like a magician that does a trick, and you go, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, wow, that's really cool. That's magic. How do you do that?
Right.
And he says, let me show you. Well, they never tell you really, but let's just say he did. He says, I'll show you the trick.
Right.
So he shows you how he did the trick.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, now that you know, let me do the trick again for you. Watch me. And he does the trick. And you go, oh, hum.
Yeah.
And he does it again. Oh, let me do it again. You got, come on, man. I've seen this already 3 times. I know how you did it. Don't bother me anymore. See, when people see through the propaganda, all of a sudden it falls to the ground. The reason for mass psychosis is that propaganda, in order for propaganda to be successful, the target of the propaganda must not perceive that it is propaganda.
That is the truth. We did a show about that because I was trying to... I was trying to get people to understand how to train even the youth and maybe themselves on what to notice in an article, let's say a news article. And if you go through the whole first paragraph of a news article, they always start on a false assumption. So if they're going to spill a story with propaganda, it's going to be based on something false, right? A false assumption, a false narrative. And so what do? You take apart that very first paragraph and you start asking questions about it. If they say COVID cases are going through the roof, now I've got to go analyze, are they? Because the whole basis of the article is about that premise. So we have to get people to understand how to see it, like you said, perceive the trick, right?
The techniques, yes. The techniques of propaganda are standardized, believe it or not. They're taught in university classes all around the world. And you'll find anywhere from 15 to 20 plus techniques that are used to make propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know what they are, you can take any article or any news story and sit down with it. Throw out the narrative first off. Don't worry about what the content is. Where it came from, it could be Republican, Democrat, left, right, up, down, green, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You could take any piece of literature and use this checklist to go down and just check off the boxes. When you see a technique being used, it's in this list, check off the box. And I would dare say if you have more than three or four boxes checked, you're right. with propaganda. And it doesn't matter who generated it. Because I'll tell you, the right can generate propaganda just as efficiently as the left.
Mm-hmm.
And often it does.
Right. You're right.
But these techniques are standardized. And what shocked me when I started studying this is university professors have been talking about this for decades. Decades. Mm-hmm. They've been teaching in classes. There's textbooks written on propaganda that detail all these things. And I'm thinking to myself, why on earth don't we listen to those, you know, people
right.
from
teach
20
that more.
Years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, you see, that's the nature of propaganda. It hides all of these things from us. We can't recognize
the
it.
The irony. It's
well,
true.
Propaganda can't yeah. work. If people recognize it as propaganda, it will not be effective on them.
Right.
So this is our hope. To me, at this point, this is one of my great hopes, to pull people out of the mass formation psychosis.
Thinking coma. Yes.
Is to show them propaganda and say, listen, let's not argue about the fine points here. Let's just talk about propaganda. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what university professors say that propaganda is, and go through these 17 or these 20, you know, different facets and say, okay, now that you understand some of the elements of propaganda, I challenge you to be looking at stories that you hear or see with a view towards these 15 or 17 whatever things.
Okay, we're going to come right back. We're going to come right back more with Pat Wood from technocracy.news. You're going to want to hang out for this, because this is honestly the key. This is the whole secret to this. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Fleetwood Mac for you, Little Lies, and there's nothing sweet and little about them. Boy, are we getting fed lies. I mean, it's the lie machine is what it is. And us adults are taking the adult education course we never signed up for, and that is we listen to media every night on the news, and they call themselves journalists, and really what they are liars. They'll lie about everything because they're so controlled by government to spill whatever the government wants to propagandize to you folks, and when the media repeats it, we believe the lie. And so I call them the adult education course we never, ever signed up for, because we didn't realize how indoctrinated we would be about our history and about our lives and what's happening to us as we are. And they have been very instrumental in educating America in a huge way, but not for the good of us. And so I welcome you back. Make sure you go to the sponsors that I've listed down below on the homepage, preparewithkate.com. Get some great food storage deals from Christmas that they're still doing. Some great deals. You're going to definitely want these. It's fantastic. And go to preparewithkate.com to be part of that. And there's just some wonderful sponsors. What can I say? Also, there's a detox spray, a zeolite spray that you'll love on there as well that really works. And I wouldn't put it up unless it really works. So I'm telling you, these are great. Go to the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com. My guest is Patrick Wood. He is the editor-in-chief of technocracy.news. We are talking about free speech combating this mass hypnotic state that people are in, this thinking coma, and how to do it. And the website you can go to is citizensforfreespeech.org. And there's like training tools on how to identify this propaganda, right, Pat?
That's exactly correct. And we're training people also to be good local activists, to get a seat at the table in their local communities and all these boards and policymaking organizations and stuff. But that aside, free speech is our main deal. And this takes us into propaganda. You have to study it and look at it. And the thing with propaganda is you have just consider this. How did people get into the state of mass formation? Did it just happen out of the blue? Did something just fall out of the sky and hit them on the head? No. The right. means that got them there, the conduit, the river, if you will, the Mississippi River flowing full of water that was poured into their brain, was propaganda. It was the propaganda designed to deceive, to manipulate public opinion and personal opinion. And so if propaganda was the main tool for creating mass psychosis in the first place, then doesn't it make sense that debunking propaganda is the way out?
Amen.
It's not arguing about the content.
Right.
I'm not disputing con. I don't want to argue with anybody over, well, is it a vaccine or is it an injection of some other kind? That's immaterial. Propaganda at large needs to be identified for what it is so that people have the tools to look at anything from anywhere, including things from the right, left. I don't care where it comes from. If you see propaganda coming at you, you better raise your antennas up.
Right.
And pay attention, because somebody's trying to get in your wallet or whatever, into your brain.
Right. That's so true.
So my suggestion at this point is, at least this, I'm looking at it this way. Anytime somebody that's in that state can all of a sudden understand that propaganda is a thing and that it is a tool of social engineering, and that there are ways that they could determine just by checklist whether something is propaganda or not, then they can make up their own mind. He said, fair deal? Okay. We don't have to argue about vaccines or mandates or anything else. Let's just talk about propaganda.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about what it is. Why have professors been teaching this in universities for, 50 years? Why have there been books written on propaganda as a organized thing? Well, here's what it is. It's easy to understand. Once you understand it, you can't unsee it. That's
so
a beautiful thing. It's like a magic trick. Once you see the trick, you cannot unsee the trick.
That is so true. Oh, gosh. It's like wrestling. Wrestling is a great example of that. Once you see that it's fixed, you can't not see it anymore.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you have a training program, actually, an 8-part series to be able to exercise this free speech and do it in a way that it's going to be really effective. And it's like citizen ninja is what you call it. I love this.
And that's exactly right. And we don't throw pointed stars or anything like that. That's not what it's all about. But being mentally agile.
Right.
And an effective, an effective participant of civil affairs. Our director of training, Mary Baker, says, if you don't have a seat at the table these days, you can be sure you are what's on the menu for dinner.
Ooh. Ouch.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Very
so,
true.
You see all the mama bears about education. Well, you know what? Mama bears didn't pay any attention to education for probably 30 years.
Yeah, at least.
And all of a sudden, thanks to COVID, they started waking up when seeing what these tyrants are doing to their kids. And they got really upset really fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was a good thing. I'm glad they got upset. But they had not been vigilant over the years. They should have caught this stuff years ago and paid attention, but they didn't.
Right.
Now they're paying attention. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But they're seeing through the propaganda.
There's always a way to reach people, and usually it's through the kids. Usually it's through forcing kids. People finally start to wake up a little bit, and so even maybe somebody that's just questioning what maybe they've been all along believing that all this was about your health and not seeing the bigger, grander picture. At some point, with the kids now in peril's way, maybe finally waking up to the bigger threat, which is the totalitarianism. And I played a video in the last hour that said, maybe getting through to people that way, and that's truly a product of propaganda that we're not seeing the bigger picture here. That's another way in to find people, to get people to understand that this is what it is. Truly.
Yes, that's right. And of course, propaganda always wants to cover its tracks. Mm-hmm. And it wants you to look at something different than what the real issue is always.
Right.
So it will cover his tracks. I grew up watching Western movies and stuff when TV was really kind of kicking in. And I used to watch all the Western shows, like Roy Rogers and all that kind of stuff. And I just dated myself, I realized.
I love it, though.
But here's the thing. When the bandits had robbed a bank and they're racing their horses up to the Box Canyon to hide out, so nobody can find them. For some reason, they're cornered. I don't know how that worked out, but they would always stop and they'd cut down a little tree or get a branch or something off a tree, and they would drag it behind their horses to cover the tracks, you know, in the dust.
Right,
so
right.
Figuring that's a pretty thin narrative. But the figuring they couldn't trail them, you know, if their tracks were kind of muddled. Mm-hmm. And that's what propaganda does. It's just like that. You know, these people gallop like crazy.
Right.
But they're always covering their tracks so that you can't see what's going on.
Yeah.
You can't see the trick.
Right.
And that's exactly what magicians do. You know, while you're watching the right hand, it's the left hand doing the trick.
No, that is the truth. Let's take a caller, Patrick Wood. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you're really onto it here. Let me tell you, this is the subject that is getting Joe Rogan in so much trouble and getting him trying to get him deplatformed, is this mass psychosis idea. He talked about it, and that's what started it. And this is the actual thing that's probably going on more than anything. And I believe it links right back to the whole psychoanalysis program that's been going on with the elites probably since the start of the progressive movement.
There you go. Thank you. What do you have to say about that, Patrick?
Yeah. That's exactly right. You must have read my book.
I know. But that's awesome.
I talked a lot about the progressive movement back early in the early 1900s, and this is where the sinking really started.
Right. No, it's very true.
But it's matured, it's been refined, and it's been fine-tuned to where it is today. And it's also important to realize mass psychosis is not something of itself that just kind of happened to people. Mm-hmm. This has been intentional. This has been a tool of the whole social engineering picture.
Right.
We'll use propaganda to drive people into this condition of mass psychosis, and then we will manipulate the dickens out of them.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
And this is exactly what they have done.
You're right. And what's fascinating, too, has been what's really been the nail in the coffin this last 2 years is, had government just been saying it and we had media that was honest, that questioned it at least, or even, you know, asked basic questions of common sense, then the people would have then started asking questions themselves. We didn't have that. So we had total media propaganda on top of total government propaganda. But then on top of that, the nail in the coffin for me was when the medical establishment went all in, because they're getting a big fat paycheck. So they actually then were then the voice for the propaganda, too. So we had three layers deep of going all in on propaganda, which it has created the fear that these people running around in masks like they're going to die any second from a sniffle. This is what's created this hypnotic state almost that people are in. So you're right. Now unpeeling all three layers now is very difficult. It is not easy, but we have to do it. We have to.
Yes. My first tip off that we were in big trouble in January was that the same people who drove the panic porn for global warming jumped the track and picked up the pandemic. Same people, same university, MO, same crack computer models.
You're right.
They jumped the track and they didn't identify themselves correctly as they jumped the track. They took control of the COVID narrative. These are the same people that were screaming, we're all going to die because the world's going to burn up 6 months earlier.
Yeah.
Same crowd.
Same delusion. Same delusion, Pat.
Yeah, it's your, not only that, Kate, it's your fault.
Yeah. It's your, you didn't use a plastic bag and you didn't put a cloth over your face.
That's right.
So same delusion. It is. It's delusional to think that the world's going to end every 10 years from, you know, you didn't use a paper bag or you used a paper sack or you didn't. And same exact thing. So they're selling delusion using propaganda three levels deep. That's scary. So.
That's right. But once we recognize the propaganda, you can never be fooled again.
That is so true.
It is your bulletproof vest.
So how can people get the tools, like I did the show on looking at that first paragraph and going through that with your kids to take apart all the words? Where are the tools? How can we show this? Because once you train somebody in this, they're going to want to train other people on how to view this, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why we created a brochure with all these points in it, so people could just take it and sit down across the table with somebody and say, okay, let's go through this. And they can go down point by point and figure out, you know, what they want to look at.
Okay. How do they get it?
They can go to citizensforfreespeech.org. We don't have a membership fee or anything. We're supported by our members, but there's no fee or anything to join.
Mm-hmm.
Get on the line and say, I'm going to defend free speech. That's the first thing. Then if you decide you want to volunteer and dig deeper into it, take our training, get access to our private social network for local activists, et cetera, you can do that. And there's no charge for that either. So you can go as deep as you want to go. But many people come and they get their hands on one of these packets of brochures that we have. We put 25 in a pack, shrink wrapped them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a small charge for a donation. But people can take these, get them in their hands, and start passing them out to other people and start talking to people about it. And it's enough, non-combative, just mm-hmm. to look at the elements of it. Like, you know, like, okay, what is the bandwagon technique? What's the testimonial technique? What's the false analogy technique mean? All of these are standardized in textbooks. They're not my
position. Well, you hit the nail on the head, though. The way in was propaganda, so the way out has to be understanding the propaganda. So this should be intriguing to people, and I'm hoping that people will concentrate on getting these tools out to everybody they know, because I think you hit the nail on the head. Free speech is the way out of this, to remind people and exercise free speech to get them very aware of the problem so that we don't grow the roots that will grow another decades-long, century-long issue right now with the demonization of a certain group of people within our environment. Then also understanding propaganda so you can peel it back, so you can expose it, see the light of day, and then people start to really get a grasp on how propagandized they truly are. I love it. You're right.
Yes, indeed.
Bingo.
Well, now that we know what to do, I think we have a big job ahead of us, but mm-hmm. it gives some hope at the end of this whole thing that we might be able to prevail.
You're right. And this hypnotic state.
Because we didn't have the right tools to fight back. But this finally gives us a tool. I think it will be very effective.
I love it. Citizensforfreespeech.org. Citizensforfreespeech.org. All written out. Remember the .org. Okay, O-R-G. Patrick Wood, thank you. What a great hour. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Kate, yeah. Anytime.
That was awesome. Here. You're doing great things. And of course, be faithful, be fearless, and I'll see you back here on Monday. Tuesday, we have Dr. Ben Carson, all kinds of guests next week. So make sure that you're tuned in next week as well. Be right back. I did that yesterday too. I'll see you Monday. Have a good weekend.